together and break bread together and make this an entire day. To come back and to sing and then to look at Your Word, Father, for the cure. We pray, Father, that You would bless us with Your anointing. And Father, that You would anoint every heart that is here to receive this message, that they might be able to use it themselves, or that they might be able to use it and to help someone else that is struggling with loneliness. Father, we pray that we might all see the steps to this cure. And we thank You now in Jesus' name. Amen. We lost our way when we sinned. Just like Adam and Eve, they lost their way. Even though their relationship was the same with God, their fellowship was broken. Notice, they hid themselves. They hid themselves amongst the trees in the garden. Did they not think God knew where they were? And when God said, "Adam, where are you?" He wasn't literally saying, "I don't know where you are, tell me where you're at." He was wanting Adam to recognize how far he had stepped away from the relationship. How far he had stepped away from Almighty God. And since our loneliness is based on relationships, there are five steps that we need to take in order to restore those relationships. And it starts first with God. I'd like to have you look with me in Romans chapter 5. In Romans chapter 5, as Paul is writing to the church in Rome, he is basically saying, he says in verse 10, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." Reconciliation to God is the first step in our cure for loneliness. We need to have reconciliation with God. Whenever we are feeling anxiety, alienation, separation, isolation, whenever we're feeling those feelings that brings loneliness into our lives, I want you to know that your relationship, even though you're a child of Almighty God, your fellowship with Him probably isn't where it needs to be. So there has to be a reconciliation. See, we need to have more involvement vertically than what we have horizontally. We looked at that last week, that our vertical relationship is more important than our horizontal relationships. Yes, it's important that we deal with people right. It's important that we honor them. But more than that, it's important that we honor God and that we spend quality time with God. So therefore, the first step is reconciliation. The second step is to remember the promises of God. Look with me in John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Jesus is getting ready to leave. He's letting them know what's going to happen when He does leave. And notice what He says in verse 16. He says, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you," and notice this, "and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." If we are reconciled to God and we are remembering God's promises to us and we know that He wants what is best for us, then everything we experience in life has to come through the grid of His tremendous love that He has for us. If Christ went to the cross to die for our sins so that we'd be in an eternal relationship with Almighty God, do you not believe that He wants what is best for us? And if what we are experiencing happens to be negative, then what we need to do is find out, what is it, God, you're wanting in my life? What direction are you trying to guide? What are you trying to show me in this situation? Because everything we experience has to come through the grid of His tremendous love. We need to reconcile and remember. And then the third thing is to respond to the circumstances based on truth and not on feelings. Feelings will normally lead us astray. Feelings will not always give you truth. Now, many times we think of truth as a concept, but the Bible speaks of truth as the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." So the truth is the person of Jesus Christ. It's not a concept that is absent lies. See, everybody thinks truth is simply like telling the truth. It's not. It's the person of Jesus Christ. And if we are responding to the circumstances based on truth rather than on our feelings, we will normally be guided the right direction. Because the Holy Spirit is living within us. The Holy Spirit is prompting us. The Holy Spirit is convicting us of sin and directing our lives. And if the Holy Spirit is directing our lives according to God's perfect will, then we need to respond to the circumstances based on truth and not on our feelings. Sometimes I don't feel happy. Does that ever strike anyone? Sometimes I just don't feel like having others around. Sometimes I don't feel like the things that are going on in my life. But when I respond to the circumstances of my life based on truth, that gives me comfort knowing that God wants what is best for me, and that this must be part of that. If all things work together for good, to them that love God, to those that are called according to His purpose, if all things, both good and bad, work together for good, then this must be part of what God says is good for me. And if it's based on that truth, then I have to respond to those circumstances based on that rather than the way I'm feeling. See, if I'm feeling separated, if I'm feeling isolated, if I'm feeling rejected, if I'm feeling like I'm all alone, that feeling is, what am I trying to say? It's not objective, it's subjective. We're feeling it that way because of something else that's going on in our lives. That's why if we respond to the circumstances based on truth, we will never be led astray. Fourthly, we need to reach out and build a relationship with an individual or with a group of people. Reach out. When we reach out, we are trying to go beyond our feelings. We are trying to involve others in our lives. We're trying to build relationships rather than build those walls. Sometimes it's hard to have a happy face. Amen? It's hard to have a happy face. It's hard when the bottom of your life has just dropped out. But see, God is interested in developing character in our lives. And He doesn't do that on the mountaintops. He does it in the valleys of life. And if we don't respond to the circumstances based on truth, we're not going to feel like we can reach out and start building a relationship with an individual. We need to reach out. That's what Christ was constantly doing in His ministry, is He was reaching out to individuals. Even as He was walking to Jairus' house, whose daughter was lying sick unto death, and the whole crowd was pressing in on Jesus, and all of them were walking together, Him and His entourage and all of the people, and a lady that had an issue of blood reached through and touched the hem of His garment. And the Bible says, instantly He felt that some of His virtue had flowed out of Him. What did Jesus do? Did He just continue to go to Jairus' house? No. He stopped and He said, "Who touched me?" Just like God said to Adam, "Adam, where art you? Where are you?" Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples are kind of going, "Are you nuts? Don't you see the whole crowd pressing in on you here? What do you mean, who touched you? I mean, if you cut your finger off with a buzzsaw, can you actually name the tooth that cut your finger off?" No. And that's what the disciples were saying. What difference does it make who touched you? Come on, we got to go to Jairus' house because his daughter's dying, sick unto death. Don't worry about who touched you. No, he says, "Somebody touched me." And rather than let her have a blessing that was stolen, Jesus wanted to take the time to have a blessing that was bestowed upon her. Jesus was constantly reaching out. And when we reach out and start building relationships, we'll see something tremendous happen. And that leads me to my fifth point. And that is to refocus. Refocus your attention off of yourself and onto someone else. Refocus your attention on someone else. There's been many times that I haven't felt like going to the hospital to visit somebody. Matter of fact, if truth was known, I'd just rather maybe go to the shooting range or go home or go mess around with some friends. Certainly not to go to the hospital to visit someone that's sick. It's kind of like, "Oh, it's time to fix the donuts." Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you, you really don't like to go visit sick people either. For some reason, that's not on my number one hit list. But you know, the moment I start to refocus off of what I want onto what He wants, and I start doing that, I am so blessed. Every time. Not just sometimes, but every time I get beyond myself and refocus off of myself onto what Almighty God wants, I am blessed in the process. Kathy and I used to go visiting, we still do, a lot of times on Sunday afternoons and Saturday afternoons and evenings and so forth. And when we go visiting, it's kind of like, "Okay, are we going to go?" And it's kind of like, "Yeah, we're going to go." And see, I have to take her with me because she's the great one that has all the mercy and the grace. That's not in my wheelhouse. I'm not a merciful person. I'm sorry. It's just the way God made me. I take my wife. She completes me. So we go, and I'm always blessed. I'm always blessed that we stopped because I can see what God is doing in that individual's life, and I can kind of bring that out sometimes so that they can see that, and they are blessed, and I am blessed beyond measure because God chose to use me. But it only happens when we refocus off of ourselves. Those are the five things. Reconciliation. To remember the promises of God. To respond to the circumstances based on truth. To reach out to build relationships and then refocus off of yourself onto someone else. When we do that, that is the cure for loneliness. We will not be able to feel lonely any longer. Because now we are walking the path that God has chosen. We are reaching out to individuals around us and ministering to them. And as we're ministering to them, we ourselves are ministered to and we are lifted up to new heights that we've never experienced before. That's how we handle loneliness. Let's be dismissed. Father God, we thank You so much. We thank You, Father, that we can observe this day of worship and that we can truly praise You and worship You and look towards Your Word to encourage us, that we might be able to fellowship together. And Father God, we just thank You for all of these that have come. We pray that You will dismiss us now with Your grace, with Your mercy. Guide our steps and help us, Father, when we fail and when we fall. Now, Father, we give You the glory for all that has been done here today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.